Hey, JL, what's going on, hon?
Hey, I'm wonderful. Hey, listeners out there in the big wide world, welcome to Night Talk with JL and Sunny. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. We are so excited. Everyone is tuning in, and this is the official launch week, right, JL? We've made our official relaunching of Night Talk Live back on air.
Yeah. We took a short break and regrouped and strategized and refocused and decided to come back and give our listeners and our followers not 2 hours of show, but a powerful 1 hour program. Excited about what Loud Talk is doing with all the other new shows we have on now. We got Monday Night with Rodri Watkins, right?
Yeah, we actually, we actually 2 hours. We're still maintaining our 2 hour segment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still doing our 2 hour segments, but it's the official launch week of Loudmouth Radio Network, which we're broadcasting live with this week. And Roderick was on this week for an hour with the Universal Mind, like he was saying. And Jazzy Jones, her show's on Tuesday night, the Bare Truth with Jazzy Jones, which was on Tuesday night. And now we're back on air on Thursdays, Thursdays only now, no Monday and Thursday, just Thursdays now, so we can make sure our content is good, strong, and juicy, right, Mr. Controversial?
Yeah, we're going to try to keep the interest up and give the folk what they want. And I'm excited to see, you know, what the future has for us. You know, I have learned that, you know, take it one day at a time, and we don't know what's going to happen, and we're just going to go with it, and we're going to stay prayed up and stay focused, and every time we're on air, we're going to try to make it better, 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 better. And that's what we're all about, improving, improving, improving. So it's good to be back on the air again, and I've been putting on Facebook, you know, this evening and putting a number out there and asking not only, you know, my friends, also a group that I started called the Prayer of Jabaz, and I told my 204 friends on that page and that group to call in and share a positive story, because we're all about uplifting and motivating and sharing with how good God has been in our lives. So I invited all 204 of my Prayer of Jabaz friends to call in tonight and just give a testimony if they wanted to, and use this platform to share something good and powerful that may inspire somebody else. So to all my Prayer of Jabaz group page friends, you know, definitely make sure you call in tonight and just share a testimony and just share something good, a good story or something that has happened to you that will encourage someone else who may be just barely holding on. You never know how your story will help someone else. I know that over the past couple of days, I've had, oh, my God, so many conversations with friends who were just ready to give up, Sonny. They were just ready to give up. They were ready to just throw in the towel. And I think I even posted that you never know what people are going through. You can't tell by looking at them. A lot of people walk around in a lot of pain but got a big smile on their face. So I've been
using
this
platform. I remember seeing
that. Yeah, yes, I'm going to use this platform as just an opportunity in a way for people to call in and share their stories or to even seek advice or just to have someone to talk to. So everybody out there listening, please, you know, utilize Sonny and myself as your sounding board tonight. If you just have something you want to talk about or something you want to share or something you want to just let the world know that you have overcome or something you're going through.
Absolutely. I think that it's important that, you know, just in the world there's a lot going on. You know, there's always something going on. But, you know, the main thing that we just need to do as, you know, as beings is to remember that there's always an ability to shift, you know, and even for myself, you know, you have times where you have challenges. You have all types of things, whether they're personal, social, or business related. Or even when you're having empathetic moments of other people, you just want to just try to maintain a balance of remembering and the notion of knowing that there's a higher vibration that we could, you know, just try to, you know, go towards and just try to keep our minds in a more positive space and basically not take the things that are happening around us to say that they're happening to us, you know, and you know, when you can reflect that and kind of shift that, it kind of helps to alleviate a lot of times some of the pressures and the things that we encounter every day, because that's life. We can't escape it. You know, nobody's immune to it. It's just the fact of balancing those things. I think today I had commented myself on some things in regards to allowing your spiritual growth to reflect on things that you feel. Because sometimes, like I had some things in my spirit that had been, you know, kind of sitting in my spirit for a couple of days. And sometimes when it's things that are, you know, are sensitive subjects or sometimes if it's involving someone else that you're close to, sometimes you don't know how to always go about, you know, dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And reflection, meditation, praying, you know, however, whatever you may do to try to help balance those things and allow yourself to find a resolve. It all helps, you know. So even with these, you know, different groups like Facebook and Twitter and, you know, the social networking has helped to bring a bridge that a lot of times people would have normally not have. And, you know, it's so funny. You hear people talk about, yeah, there's so much drama in this and drama in that, drama on Facebook. I don't have a Facebook page. I don't have this. And really what people fail to realize is, you know, sometimes that's evident of what you're attracting or what's happening, you know, in your space and what you're putting out or what's coming back to you. So I'm just grateful I have not been one of those people to have that type of negative reaction on social networking or social boards, you know. Even if you have somebody that do something kooky, you know, delete them, block them or whatever, just keep it going. But don't let that stop you or disturb you. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. So for everybody who's tuning in, you are listening to Night Talk with JL and Sonny. We're back on the air. Sonny, you want to give them some call-in information, how they can listen in? You told me that we had, close to 8,500 people, 8,500 people had.
Yeah, we've exceeded that.
Show?
Yeah, we've well exceeded that. For all of those who are just now catching up with us, if this is your first time hearing us on air, welcome to Night Talk Live with JL and Sonny. This is our first broadcast on the new Loud Mouth Radio Network, but this will be considered our fifth broadcast. JL and I started this project back in January, which I had established Night Talk Live as a standalone platform initially, kind of as a test platform. And you know, as things were progressing and we wanted to make certain decisions and certain moves, I just definitely wanted to, as a producer, bring this over to what I had already started establishing, which was Loud Mouth Radio. So now what's happened, we've had people that have listened to our shows, which you still can listen, and that's the great thing about the Blog Talk Radio. You can archive shows that have been broadcasted. Even if you miss it live, you can go on demand and listen to these shows. And every time somebody listens, whether they listen through their cell phone, through their internet, their Windows Media Player, through their iPhones, all of that information just continues to tally. So I share with JL, we had a couple of shows that were very different. We did one about sex trafficking. We did a show about healthy relationships. We did a show that was like free, you know, speak your mind, just whatever was on your mind, on your heart, let's talk about it. We were kind of freelance in regards to our topic and our conversation that day. and we had our intro show. So when I went back and looked at the numbers, I was like, wow. You know, we can actually see how many live listeners that we had and the people that have archived the show. And JL, our Free Your Mind show was like stupid, dude. It was like over 3,000 to 4,000 people. Had
no
listened
way.
To it. Yeah. And
no.
I think it was in the month of February and March. The March numbers were just as great as the February numbers. And
that
which is
wild.
Yeah, which is incredible. So just that show alone had almost 7,000 listens.
It's funny you said about that show. Because I remember that show. We were just talking. I don't know where we were going. We didn't have no format. We didn't have no subject. We were just bitten. We were just talking.
Yeah, you know, I was over here
really
crazy.
Was
I was like, dude, can you stay
you know,
on
we were just trying, we trying to fill up. And, you know, we're going to be honest with our listeners. We were just trying to fill up 2 hours.
It was one of them days. You was like, yeah.
It was one of them days.
We're going to have a great show this next show.
Oh,
I was like, okay. So, you know, all our listeners, you know, I feel wholeheartedly that, you know, my co-host, he was like, yeah, we're gonna have a free show. Because we kind of came off a heavy topic. If you remember, we did the sex trafficking. It was a lot of information, a lot of context, and it was like a lot of information that was thrown out there. And, you know, sometimes when you deal with a heavy subject like that, you want to come back with something a little bit softer, a little more, you know, lighter to the spirit.
We free flowed that night. We just free flowed and
I was tired.
I was tired. You was tired. I think we were both hungry, and we were just—I think we were just rambling. I was, oh my God, these 2 hours are never gonna last.
That was
so
called
so
Carl listened to our issues.
So I'm glad that we got over 7,000 listeners to tune in. That was, and also, because we talk about numbers, to all of our listeners and who are listening now and who will come back and listen to our show later. Again, this is a great platform for you to advertise your business, your project, even your event. So I need for you to reach out to Sunny on our Facebook Live page. She's going to give you the email address. So we got some special rates going right now so we can get you. We want advertisers. We really need our advertisers to support us and nonprofits as well. So this is a great opportunity for you as a nonprofit organization to let us know what's going on in the city. You've got a party coming up or even a birthday wish. Call us. Let us wish a happy birthday to you or someone in your family or your lover, or your partner, or your girlfriend, boyfriend, as well as.
And don't forget, man, call and talk. Let's talk about the topics here. I be producing over here, dude.
Yes,
you know, this week I told JL, I said, man, get your next 3 to 4 topics together. Let's do it. Let's roll. And, you know, the first thing, you know, we was talking about some serious shit like Molly. We're going to get into that deeper, but JL was like, well, we need to talk about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
In the LGBT community and how it's affecting it. And, you know, of course, me doing my little master's of doctrine of scientific studies, I went online and started researching, you know, this subject, and I was like, oh, my God. So teeth chattering started happening. I was like, this is a little bit alarming. So,
yeah,
you know, it's important,
is.
Man. You know, we need to know what's going on in our communities and how people are dealing. See, your point, JL, about, you know, your group, that's a prime example as to why it's so important that we talk about this because, like, what happens when people don't have Facebook, they don't have phones, or they don't have internet or some type of access to the world outside of their surroundings where they can't know how to deal with conflict or deal with issues? So a lot of times people go to substance abuse. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that can be in forms of drugs, alcohol, you know, even people, you know. Somebody might be getting their head bashed in because somebody don't know how to deal with their issues. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, none of these topics are something to skimp over. So I really commend you on choosing this because we talked about that. I think you mentioned this subject back in February.
So when we took
our little hiatus, we kind of sat still for a little bit and kind of get our stuff together and, you know, wanted to bring this. And, you know, I'm glad that you decided to let this be one of the topics we bring back coming forward. So, like you said, JL, let me give some people some info, man. We are live on loudmouthradio.com. So if you type that right into your browser, you can listen to us right on the computer, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, you know, any of those good things you got. You also can dial in at 347-826-7520. You can actually talk with us both as a live a live listener and talk to the host. Anything you have in question, we also are open for chat online. So if you go to our Blog Talk online, you'll see that we have a chat open where you can post questions, comments, things of that nature, and we'll address whatever's going on and what you're saying and what you're asking. You know, whether JL or I need to speak on your behalf because you don't want to say something physically over the line where everyone can hear you. So, you know, we want to get at discretion. And on Facebook, our Facebook listeners, if you're online, you can listen to us on Facebook Live. Our page to like and to keep following everything is facebook.com/loudmouthonline, which will give you our sexy looks, JL. We got some pictures and everything,
yes,
bro. We've been
yes,
doing it. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. Yes, we do. A lot of people give us a lot of love on our new branding look, and we're excited. We're going to get better. We always are going to get better. Even though not only with the Loudmouth Network, but also with Loudmouth, the brand and our personalities and our air personalities, we're all about getting better, even individually. We're just all about getting better. And we need you, our listeners, to help us get better by giving us your input. Your suggestions are welcomed. We are always open for suggestions. We are always open for critics, our critics as well, to let us know what we're doing bad or what we're doing good. You know, we welcome. You know, we don't have thick skin, like a thin skin, where we can take constructive criticism. And constructive criticism is good. It only makes us better for what we're trying to do for you. This station, this show, this program is all about empowering and educating and uplifting the LGBTQ community. So, again, all of our sponsors, nonprofit and for profit, please get in contact with Sunny so we can help you promote and grow your business.
Absolutely.
So, before we get into the show, this is like we always do, and we always like to know is what's going on in your world, Sunny? What's going on in your world? And I'll share what's going on in my world, and let's talk about what's going on in the world. And then we'll kind of move into our subject. I did invite two experts that work in the field. One works in the field of HIV prevention, and I wanted him, Greg Smith, executive director of an up-and-coming organization in Atlanta, to call in and talk about how drugs impact spread of HIV and other STDs. Hopefully he could get away to call and also invite another friend of mine out of Chicago who also works in a substance abuse center to call in and talk about that. And I'm hoping that she is available as well. These people have such busy schedules, and it was my fault for asking at the last minute, but I got my fingers crossed. If they don't call in, I'm sure we got some listeners out there who do work with substance abuse or who have worked in that field, social work, that might want to call in and share some expertise with our listeners.
Nice.
So, Sunny, what's going on? What's been going on in your world?
Well, man, I think first and foremost, I'm just have to recognize and say that I'm just so grateful. You know, since we've been off air, I had a personal family circumstance that took place. My mom had a stroke, and which was like totally, you know, nobody's ever really expecting or ready. It's not something you plan. But, you know, when you have a parent that has not really ever been sick or, you know, had like major issues and things of that nature, and it's like you don't expect it. And it was right in the midst of us, you know, preparing for this launch and the merger of everything. So that really just gave me a new position, a new outlook on so many things. You know, and it just really kind of made me focus even harder on the things that I needed to get. You know, sometimes how things happen, you say, you know what, sometimes things just make you feel like you got to get your house in order. You know what I'm saying? So I was just so grateful. You know, I got there the day after, and my mom had to have surgery, and, you know, considering the severity of it, you know, it's nothing short of a miracle at all. And so since then, you know, I was in the process of you know, just really I've been on this rebranding of Loudmouth, and, you know, preparing myself to deal with all the various media personalities, which is what you need to make sure you coin yourself.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, you know, when you have, you know, I have my own stuff that is in the shelf on my mind, and then I have all these great creative brains of people that I'm saying, okay, I need to line these folks up into, you know, into the direction in which we're headed. So, you know, as a, you know, the producer hat here, I've been extremely busy with that, which also is navigating over to the Loudmouth TV and, you know, the Loudmouth Radio and just the whole multimedia brand itself. You know, also just trying to keep up with you and your demands.
Right, right. You're demanding.
Yeah, so, but which is good because I feel like we all have to be accountable for one another.
Right,
you know, especially
right.
when you know your friend, your closest friend's desires, you want to make sure that people are, you know, staying on path. So, you know, with that, and then just my own personal branding. Like today, dude, I've had my Instagram on the shelf like forever. Just
mm-hmm.
finally today got like my profile picture up, started posting,
ooh.
You know, images, and I had already had like 50 people following me. I had nothing there. When I say nothing, it was no more than I had my profile name and I had initiated the account, but it's been sitting there for months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, was working on all of that, and you know, just kind of working on all the platforms, man, and you know, working on what's to come, and you know, what's in front of me, and you know, kind of, you know, just trying to stay focused, I think is the biggest thing.
Gotcha. And, you know,
so,
I know when you drove up to Chicago, I know that was I know that had to be a little stressful to just check out. You just kind of like, we're going to Chicago, and you guys were out, right? It was over,
yeah,
like
I was
that.
Up and out in like hours. As I got the call about 11:30 on a Thursday night. Friday, I was on my way up and got a call that she had to have emergency surgery, so that just really intensified the trip, you know. And it took me like 12 hours to get there, which normally it doesn't take that long. And then coming back was even worse because I was only sleeping like 2 hours a day.
Mm.
So it took me like 17 hours to come back home that following week. And then, Whoa. You know, the thing about it was right in the time with the time change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you already went an hour back, and then the hour changed. So, man, I was a mess.
Wow.
I felt like I went to Vegas and back. Like, oh, I'm so, so
God,
tired.
But God is good. God is good. God is good. He got you guys there and back, and you didn't miss a beat. So, and your mom is doing well. So, that's good. That's good. So, I'm glad to hear that, you know, things are, you know, still on the up and up and moving forward. So, what's going on in my world is just constantly really reinventing my mind and looking at new opportunities and working with some amazing new writers, you know, as a writing coach and as a writing instructor. You know, I'm working with probably about 5 different new writers who are writing books, and I am the ghostwriting their book, or I'm collaborating with them. And I got some very interesting, all of them are part of the LGBT community, and got some very interesting new books coming out. One guy who I just started working with, who's not part of the LGBT community, but he's writing a book called From Atlanta to Hollywood, Chasing a Dream. And he was one of the pit boys on the RuPaul show, a straight guy who ended up being one of the pit boys. If you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, those are the 2 attractive guys that walk around in their underwear or brief pair of drawers and kind of add some sex appeal. So that's his memoir. So that's going to be a real interesting book that's going to be out this summer. I'm working with a sister out of Detroit who's working on a book about finding your inner self and inner peace, and she owns a meditation spa there in Detroit.
Nice.
Worked with another,
in Detroit,
yeah,
you said?
Yeah, Detroit, yes.
Okay.
Working with a good friend, mutual friend of ours, who's writing his story about life in his shoes, and he talks about his journey to from being homeless to, and all the stuff he went through just to find some peace. And again, so God is really blessing me and sending me some really good people who really want to tell their stories. And it's always my passion.
Yeah, man, you put it in the atmosphere and it just starts coming to you, right?
Yes, put it out there. And as well as I'm looking to do some downsizing in my own personal life so I can be more fluid and be more free to do more things. And I think that all of us get to a point in life where we really want, we take a close look at our lives, and we have to take a look with eyes wide open and say, okay, what in my life can I get rid of? that's holding me back, or what's in my life that I no longer need, I need to pass on and let someone else benefit from it. So I've been going through that for the past probably year, where I'm really looking at how much I can get rid of to lighten the load that I carry, so so I can do more things. And I keep telling my friends, they look at me crazy and I'll say this, but I tell them I'm trying to get to a place where I literally could live out of a suitcase if I had to. And it's been fun and exciting and scary at the same time, but I'm definitely on that mission. What else going on? Summer's coming up, and looking at doing some traveling this year, and I got a new book. My ex-wife and I just released a new book called The X-Factor.
Yeah, man, and you did the Tom Joyner thing last week, too, right?
Tom Joyner show last Friday, so I want everybody to go to TheXFactorBookAndTour.com, and please order the book. It's a fabulous book. It's a book written that anybody, gay or straight, who has been through a relationship that kind of ended up on a negative note, how to regroup, how to love again, heal yourself, forgive, and move on. Powerful book, powerful, powerful. It's going to be featured on the Oprah Where Are They Now show. It's going to air in a couple of weeks, by the way. So get that. So we just wrapped that project up. And what else? I lost a lot of weight recently, so I'm trying to get my body together and my mind, spirit, and my emotions all in check so I can be a stronger, better person. So that's probably
what's
going on in the world. But the world of J.L. King is just working on me.
Yeah, man, I need to get back in the gym myself and get my sex back on, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, girl, you tell me. I did a photo shoot this morning with fabulous 7 clicks. So 7, if you're listening on Facebook, make sure you call in. Thank you. And my personal stylist, Khalid, who came over this morning and styled me. And that's one of those fabulous pictures you saw on Facebook tonight. And I was like, wow, I look so good. So I was happy to do that for
you. Look at you. I tuned it up.
And for a reality show, so this gay reality show that my stylist, Khalid, is one of the cast members. So part of it was him styling me. So I was happy to do that for him. Again, all about supporting black business, black authors, black artists, black stylists, black designers. Anybody that's black, I mean, everybody, we support everybody, but I have a special, special place in my heart for black businesses, like the Sunny and JL Night Talk Show. We are black business. That's why we need you to sign up and become an advertiser. I'm going to always throw that out there, Sonny. I'm going to always, if you listen to any radio station, every 5 minutes, they are always pushing the importance of advertising, and they've got so many commercials. So we got to do the same thing.
We're on that path, and I'm extremely grateful, in regards to that. And I think that what happens is, as you progress and as you're growing, we're starting to kind of get some momentum. I think that people are realizing that, one of the wonderful things about what we're doing is that, we're in the main level of opportunity of reaching people. The internet by far has exceeded any and every other medium as far as reach. So, that's why my business has always been based on this medium. So as a radio network, being on air and broadcasting on the internet, there's a lot of opportunity for those who are looking to expand and grow their business and want to grow their brand. If you're not, online, if you're not interactive as far as your information, if your information is not accessible for people to be able to get to and retrieve, then you just kind of shorten your, as my mother says, you cut your nose to spite your face. So you definitely want to get yourself, to a more advanced state. And it's a lot. A lot of people, not everyone has the same acronym when it comes to, interactive media. So it's already enough just to maintain the day-to-day things that you need to do as a business owner. So it's important that, you take an opportunity and expand your business and get, bridge yourself on opportunities that are moving, that are attracting people. So, at this point, our show alone is attracting, 10 to 15,000 listens just from, less than 5 or 6 broadcasts. So when you have numbers like that are moving within a short period of time, and we haven't gotten, as aggressive as we're, you know, as we're headed. So, mm-hmm. you know, as those things are happening, you know, we cross over social networking, we cross over multimedia. So it just we give an affordable option for you to put your business out there. So my suggestion is that you look to contact us, which you can call us at 706-363-3895 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. during our interactive business hours. And also contact us, and we'll email you out any information, give you some information about the projects that we have, times and opportunities to put your business on air and get your advertising or your business up. So,
so then actually, do they get a three-for-one? Because do they also get an opportunity to advertise on Roger's show and Jazz's show?
Yeah, there's an opportunity to have, depending on how they want to do it, they can be on one show and be showcased on one show or across all three. It just depends on, you know, their decision. And, you know, all of that is actually in the media kit in regards to, you know, progressing your business from 15 to 30-second spots and, you know, becoming a premier sponsor. So all these opportunities are there. It's just a factor of you making a decision to expand and expound on your services, product, whatever it is that you offer. And, you know, definitely with, you know, not just the factor that, you know, we have – the good thing is we have such diversity. You know, our show kind of covers a lot of different areas. We're definitely in a market that attracts, you know, the alternative dollar and alternative audience, as well as, you know, mainstream demographics. But we also have, you know, our show on Monday, Roderick's show, which is covering, you know, a higher consciousness. So every show has a different demographic that it will reach. But overall, as an entire network, there's opportunities to grab any and all of that opportunity. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And again, as a business owner myself, you know, I'm always looking for ways to position new products, new books, new ideas. So for you to say we got 10,000 and growing.
And that's just from one episode. So ultimately,
wow.
what that means now is that those numbers are increasing. And then the fact of that, even if you don't hear us live, people can go back and archive that and see that's the beauty of it. Once we create your segment, whether we actually, you know, do it live or it's a pre-recorded audio in regards to your advertisement, it can always be archived and accessible at any time.
Exactly.
So that's big.
And one thing I'm going to add to the run by you, I'm going to add to our show starting next week, or is that we do a special 15 to 20 minute show for and about, because this is my passion, my lane, about books. I want to invite all the authors who have listened to us and will listen to reach out to Sunny and submit your, send her a copy of your book. And so we can read it prior to our next show, and every
now,
Thursday.
Now, we got that actually set up as a featured show. Is that this next week's coming, or is that the week after?
Oh, I don't know if it's a featured show coming up or not, but I do want to make that part of our show. Because, you know, we got 2 hours to fill, and what better way of filling those 2 hours to take 15 to 20 minutes and really let the author call in and just maybe read some of their book and take questions. You know, there's authors.
Yeah, JL trying to cheat y'all, man. We got a whole show that's dedicated to authors and getting published and everything, so don't let him try to fool y'all. We're actually going to have a whole two-hour show based on some opportunities. Yeah, man, stop holding out on them, JL.
Okay, so y'all give us Sunny and sign up, because I'm going to start pushing that really hard. All my authors all over the country, all over the world who are writing books, who got books out, and this is a great year. As you authors know, you got to get out there and promote and preach that book. So if you got a book out, you definitely need to give it a study, and so we can get your book in, so we can read it in advance, so we can invite you to be part of that special two-hour show where we're going to focus on books.
That's right. You know, I've noticed, man, it just seems like, I don't know if I'm just paying attention, but it seems like there's just more and more people that are getting to the point of having enough courage to speak and let their truth be heard, and I'm just loving it. I'm in that line. I suppose been writing over 15 years ago, but, you know, it's never too late. You know, it's never too late. So I encourage anybody that has the desire to do it.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna do it. We're gonna make this everybody's favorite place to come hang out on Thursday nights when we're on the air. We want you to hang out here right before Scandal comes on, okay? So we are not going to take anything away from Scandal. So all you people who, you know, lean in for the Scandal show, I think I heard this morning on CNN or ABC or NBC that they are calling people who are addicted to Scandal almost part of an occult. Like it's like
that's
a
crazy.
Following. Yeah, man. But I believe it because if you look at some of the comments and Scandal all day long today, people are posting Scandal night, Scandal. Everybody ready for Scandal? You know, so wow. So,
but look,
we're on
Night Talk Live time now. This look.
This is a live broadcast.
Yeah, let me give our audience a little bit of tidbit of where we are. This is a live feed via internet on blogtalkradio.com. Which you can hear is directly live on loudmouthradio.com. You can connect with us on Facebook and like our page. If you go to Facebook, you can actually put in Loudmouth Online, and it'll take you directly to our page. You can feel free to post questions, comments on our Loudmouth Radio page. If you have some things you want to suggest for us as topics, or you want to comment about the show, if you've heard the show and stuff like that, we'll definitely see the feed and we'll respond to it. So currently we have three shows that are broadcasting: The Universal Mind on Monday nights with Roderick Watkins, Tuesday nights, The Bare Truth, Love, Sex, Relationships, and Flowers with Jazzy Jones, and Thursday nights, Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny. And each show is broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, we want to make sure if you guys desire to have some type of advertisement platform set up for your business, you guys should contact us from 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, at our Loudmouth Media offices at 706-363-3895. And also remember that after each and every show, every program will be available for download and on demand anytime after 10 p.m. after each episode is broadcasted. So we just want you to know, man, this is one of the hottest online radio networks, and we're geared toward empowerment, inspiration, and entertainment. So make sure you stay tuned with us. It's available 24/7.
That's right, and we are going to be here for you. So I know we're going to be going into our subject tonight, which, I'm looking forward to. I know you got all the facts and all the data. It's funny, when I was trying to do some research, I said, no, I'm not going to do no research. I know Sonny's probably going to comb through everything on the Internet dealing with.
You already know.
I know she already got stacks of information. I'm just going to share some personal stories about drugs and as well as some of my experiences dealing with you know, gay men who I have met throughout my life who got caught up in the vicious cycle of drugs and how it really has had destroyed their lives. Again, drugs don't impact sexual orientation. Drugs have no love for you, whether no matter what color you are, no matter what if you're male or female, or no matter if you're gay or straight. Drugs does not care. It will destroy your life. And so I'm going to share some stories after we get into some of the facts that you're going to share with us about all the various type of drugs, from LSD to meth to Molly to cocaine to
all the in the windows of how that affects you. What I think what people need to know is just how critical these drugs have become a destitute to people, because people are experimenting with so many different things. People really don't know what they're putting in their bodies. Matter of fact, you know, I shared with the room that my mom just recently had this stroke, and some of the nurses, I was talking to them tremendously about a lot of different things, because I was really green about a lot of things and the effects of what was going on and what my mom was going to have to overcome and deal with. But at the same time, one of the young ladies was telling me that they're seeing more younger people stroking or having heart ailments and heart issues because they're experimenting with drugs that they have what they consider a pleasure drug, but they have no clue the detriment and the effect of what it's doing to their bodies. So, you know, when you have drugs that have all these mixes of things in them, and then you take it and put it in your body, and then it has some type of alternative effect to your organs and things of that nature, which you think you're just getting high, you actually maybe, tearing down your body. So what is happening now is that you got these drugs, man, with people around here doing a lot of crazy things. You know, weed and or marijuana used to be, you know, something that was the typical drug. You know, we've got weed far beyond just marijuana. So now it's getting to a point where people are in danger of their lives. So,
can you hear me?
Yes. And, you know, with that happening, yes, JL, we are here. With that happening, it's essential that people become aware of the impact of what these drugs can do. So
yeah.
You were saying, JL, before you kind of I kind of interceded. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got cut off, and I'm sorry. I know I was talking about what I wanted to share some stories. I don't know how much you heard, how much I just want to share some stories of the impact of drugs that have had in the lives of friends and personally, and as well as my own personal view. You know, when you talk about, like, it's almost like gun control. You know, everybody gets so sensitive when they talk about gun control. People are pro and con it. And the same thing with drugs. You got some folks that will argue with you tooth and nail about their drug addiction, and there's nothing you can say to them about what they do in the privacy of their home. So, you know, there's a fine line there, but again, whether you're alcoholic or you're a drug or you're addicted to drugs, you know, we're bringing this subject up because we just want you to be aware, because we want our community to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want our community to be healthy, so we really want to bring you up to par with what's going on, what's impacting our kids, what drugs are coming into your house, and how drugs are impacting your relationships, and how drugs are going to impact your life. So, and a lot of our listeners are parents. You know, we have a lot of parents that listen to us and follow us, and, you know, they may not know what's going on. They may not know the new hot drugs that's in the market right now. And a lot of young gay LGBT kids, you know, they really get high, and they go to the club, and, you know, from X to meth to Tina to cocaine to all that. So, again, this show tonight is just to kind of bring awareness. I'm the first one to say I'm no expert when it comes to drugs. I just know what I know. But we just want to bring awareness to everything that impacts all of us. And definitely drugs impact our community.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, JL, is that demographically, drug use amongst the LGBT community has uncovered. There's been a lot of surveys that have been happening. I pulled up some information of a two-year survey that had actually shown that drug use is 7 times higher among gays, and more than a third of gay and lesbian and bisexual people are taking at least one illegal drug in the last month. Which is that's a very high integration. You're talking about 5% of the wider population, and this is even in Europe. You know, these statistics are coming across from, you know, worldwide to, you know, certain segmented areas, but overall, the gay community, which I think the biggest reason why we actually see or find that is that the risk is higher because of the fact that the pressures of, you know, being coping with social issues. A lot of people are suffering in silence because family or society is not allowing them or wanting them to be who they feel that they are. So in order to escape from what they're experiencing or feeling, they're turning to drugs. And, you know, interesting enough, Jazzy, that does our show on Tuesday, just had a show about bipolar disorder. And, you know, if you even just take the fact that people that have mental issues are already being medicated. So when you start looking at the fact that you have people that may have other disorders or other issues, and then they start mixing other drugs into the situation where you have mental health issues, especially, you know, people dealing with depression and stuff like that, it becomes lethal. You know, you have drugs like ecstasy or Molly, things where people are mixing 2 to 5 different types of heavy, like cocaine, heroin, meth, and you know, pure drugs. You're on a roller coaster to hell. You know, you really are in a situation where your life is going to be you know, and then affected from the point where you don't know if you, even if you're taking them for a time period and you stop, you don't know how much of an effect that's going to have on your brain and your body, you know, later on.
You think that people don't care? You think that people who who really get strung out on drugs or alcohol. You know, they really have so, they're hurting so bad that the drugs kind of take them away from their own reality. And as long as they can stay high, they have to deal with the reality of what's going on in their life.
And that's typically the case, JL. I think what's sad is that people are, you know, what I find, too, is that, you know, you find that this is a coping issue. You know, people are not coping well with life overall. They're dealing with, or they're so influenced. You know, sometimes, you know, most likely their peers are using it. And, you know, the sad part is that over 55% of gay men will develop a substance abuse problem at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is even scarier. Crystal meth is a heavy one of the most heavy addictions in the gay population, which is considered over 40% higher than the rest of the country. These are some of the statistics that I pulled. Now, most likely for gay men, marijuana use, stimulants, sedatives, cocaine, party drugs like ecstasy, ketamine, which is these are, you know, different types of drugs that are mixed in, are much greater than men in the general population. And crystal meth is higher in gay and bisexual men, and it's increasing every year.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you find these type of situations, and then, you know, your young gay people are suffering almost even greater because a lot of times they're not at that mature age to where they can necessarily deal with the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not dealing well with family and the way the family is maybe receiving them or not, you know, either there, you know, if they've been pushed out, you know, some people, you know, are dealing with being disowned by their family, don't know how to, you know, speak or talk about the issues or the things that they're dealing with. So it gets to be, you know, the parental rejection due to their sexual orientation. You know, I believe that's probably one of the higher components that is pushing this issue.
And also a lot of people attach good drugs to good sex, you know. And, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the LGBT community is so sexual driven, and we talked about that once before. But a lot of it is connected to drug usage. You know, I know that whenever that I have been out or been involved in any type of activity, that drugs always is part of the kickoff of the party. You know, someone's always going to bring out a blunt, or they're going to bring out some type of a pill, some type of a powder, just to get our heads right first. You know, you hear that, let's get your head right before you go out to the club. Let me get my head right before my boy come over. Then, you know, and before we have a little get together, and that's always seemed to be just part of the equation. I can't even think of the last time where I attended a party, house party or whatever, and somebody to light up a joint, somebody to light up a blunt. I mean, just unheard of, you know. And if they didn't have one, trust me, even before they step out, the first thing they're trying to do is make phone calls, find out where can they get some.
Exactly.
You know, I know friends of mine who maybe
got the shakes
and jobs.
Shit. Want to get it.
my friends who didn't have one of those jobs where they did random tests. You know, they were too busy trying. They were so getting so wasted on alcohol. And so you really
they
can't
trying to buy some pee-pee, though.
You know, you can't put. I tell my alcoholic friend, you can't point your finger at somebody who wants to smoke weed when you throwing down cranberry and vodka like it's going out of style. You can't do
Exactly. And you know, I'm gonna say this, and this is outside of our topic as far as our LGBT community. But let's talk even from a celebrity perspective. You got Lindsay Lohan, who's this a poster boy for rehabilitation to a point that they're just making it into a mockery. But you know, you see, and this has been a long history in the music industry. You know, because unfortunately, celebrities are more accessible to the public. You know, and it's even greater beyond them. But, you know, you look at people like Amy Winehouse. You know, like I had never really heard this sister's voice significantly until after she was, you know, already gone. I remember I was listening to Pandora one day, and I was listening to this. I was like, oh, my God, who is this soulful voice? I went and looked at the phone, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Amy Winehouse. And I remember one day I was watching a video, and Amy Winehouse was so zoinked out her mind, honey. When I tell you, she probably would have been playing a damn mic stand and thinking it was a guitar. She was so out there. When I tell you, she was just, you could look at her and tell she was high as hell. But, you know, I went to an art college. I went to SCAD. And, dude, I will never forget this. One time I walked into this guy's room. I was trying to find somebody that was on the floor because I lived in a co-ed dorm. I walked into this dude's room. Our school had purchased a lot of buildings. I went to school in Savannah, in the Savannah campus. So if you've been to Savannah, you know Savannah is, you know, a historic city. And SCAD has been significant in historic preservation. So they started purchasing a lot of old hotels, like the old Holiday Inns, Ramada Inns. So there was one that was right near the bridge that they purchased. And so you remember how old school the old school hotel rooms were, where they had the air conditioners on the floor, the big, you know, the big floor model. I walked into this dude's room one day. JL, when I tell you that man's AC unit was torn to pieces to where you could see the carburetor. I walked into his room. I was like, damn, dude. I said, what happened to your air conditioning? What happened to your AC unit? He was like, he looked up. He was like, I just snipped all the Freon out of it.
Are you
serious? Oh, my God. I was like,
no,
are you serious?
No,
when I tell you that when I tell you the coils was hanging out that thing, JL, it was a mess.
You know, even when you talk about Amy Winehouse, you know, if you, I'm a big fan of I think TV One's Unsung, and you know, all of those groups on there that they highlight, all of them have had to deal with drugs that destroy the groups.
I mean, come on, Jimi Hendrix, John Belushi, Elvis Presley. I mean, we can go.
Elvis
we have
Presley.
Lost some great people.
Yes,
great.
Number more, Stephanie. I mean, all of them have dealt with drugs and even Temptations. I mean, they did a piece about the Temptations and all the
like two of them just died.
All of them, So
two of them just died.
Drugs definitely impact not only the LGBT community, but it also impacts everybody. But we wanted to talk about the LGBT community because of, you get the growing numbers, and it's just always in our face. And it has a lot to do with your sexual behavior as well, because you get so high, next thing you want to do is have sex and make whoopee, and sometimes you let your guard's down because your mind is free. You just go for it. That's when you just go for it. And I'm sure that if we had one of our experts call us and tell us, I'm sure they'll say that a lot of it is connected to the spread of HIV and other STDs because drugs play a big role. I remember a conference that the state of Georgia had once, and a speaker talked about how drugs have a major role to play in the spread of sexually transmitted diseases.
Exactly, dude. It's crazy. You know, I don't. I was trying to think of the guy's name that had recently was talking about the Molly drug. And you know, a lot of in my arena, a lot of the comedians have been going in about Molly. You know, because there was some topics about people literally jumping on people eating their face. So they call it the zombie drug, you know.
Really? I love the calling. Really? It's crazy like that?
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I don't know. We had a little bit of a interruption there, a little hiccup. All our listeners, I hope you're still there with us. But literally, the Molly drug has become a zombie drug is what we've been hearing, the terminology of it. Yeah, we kind of got blanked out there for a second. So if anybody, we had a little bit of a blackout there. We're still on air. We're in the midst of talking about the Molly drug. And how sensitive the zombie drug then became to where you got people eating people's face.
So tell me, break down what the Molly drug is. Break it down to me, what exactly is Molly?
Well, it's a drug that has become a mixture of amphetamines and I don't want to mess this word up, but I'm going to try to say it, a methylamine drug,
mm-hmm.
and it's a wider version of ecstasy, which, you know, ecstasy are, and those pills are considered street pills. And it has a powder or crystalline form and a higher level of purity. So it can induce euphoria, which is a sense of intimacy, and diminish anxiety. So what's happened is, you know, if people are familiar with ecstasy had became very popular because of how people would respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of people doing sexcapades because of usage of ecstasy. So Molly
mm-hmm.
has become something significantly higher to where it's causing people to do, which is violent, you know, almost a violent form of ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same drug with the same effects, but they kind of rebranded it because I think it's a little bit stronger than maybe what it was when it first was introduced. But they kind of look like, I can't remember that candy, but you remember how they used to sell the little candy that was green and pink and yellow, looked like little pills, like,
mm-hmm.
but you would,
oh,
you
like
know, they were
box,
hard
like
candies.
Right.
That's similar to what you see a lot of them packaged on the street. And what happens is Molly increases your heart rate, can cause dehydration, which can lead to heat strokes, muscle spasms, comas, and even death.
Wow. Is it expensive on the street? How much is it? How much do they go for? Are they expensive?
Well, you know, I'm not selling it personally, but I would say that it's probably very affordable because, you know what I'm saying? You can have even kids in high school messing around with it. I don't know. It may be penny candy type change. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Probably average, I don't know, $10 or something like that, maybe.
You know,
a pill.
I know ecstasy is now going for. I got a good girlfriend of mine. She sells ecstasy, and she says she got the best that's on the market. And I asked her, you know, because I knew it was going to be the show, what did she sell her pill for? And she said they're $10 a piece because she got top grade. And she's a lesbian, and she hits the clubs. And she gets all her business at the clubs. So she said she'll go to a club, any of the clubs on Thursday nights, Wednesday nights, or the young clubs that she goes to, like 7 or 8, some of the others. She said that she could make a killing because she got the X, she got the Coke, she got the weed, she got everything that the kids.
Yeah, she's
just
a street pharmacist all the way for real,
oh,
right?
Yeah. All day long. She said she don't go to the club. She stands outside, everybody knows she's there. And she said when she pulls up, she's rolled in. When she leaves, she's empty, pocket full of money because she has sold out. And on top of that, she's got so good at what she does, she delivers. So you don't have to even go to the hood.
Yeah, man,
because
I'm just saying, like, how you really, like, you hit a city, you like, you know what, I need to get to some of that Molly. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like nobody just walk around with a Molly stick on their back, you know. I mean, really
right.
And truly, you probably, like, you know, what do you do, walk around and see somebody foaming at the mouth? Where you get that from? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know,
really.
That underground market. I mean, come on now, even where I live in Atlanta, you know, I go to a gas station nearby, and you got the guy sitting on the corner. They just looking at you, what you need. You know, you walk by, you popping gas. They walking by like, what you need. You know what I mean, they're out there 24/7. So I think you can find any type of drugs you need anywhere in any city, in the country and beyond, by just knowing the right place to go. But either you're taking a chance, or if you're going to be buying from. If you buy from an underground or undercover cop or whatever, but yeah, this is where I live.
That's my thing.
And they're everywhere. I mean, all the little boys are out there literally 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are out there pushing their product. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, there's high schools nearby. So the accessibility of it is really, really, really easy. But I think that's something. I think drug control is going to be an issue. That the government is going to have a hard time.
But you know what?
To...
Let's challenge something else too, JL, because you know right now some of the things that's happening that is become a huge topic of right now, and maybe this is it maybe could give an indication of how something can change. But like, you know, imagine you got people who are fighting for rights to love someone that they're with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Supreme Court issues right now in regards to allowing, you know, gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine, you know, because really studies are indicating that compared to mainstream heterosexual populations, LGBT people are more likely to use drugs, have higher rates of substance abuse, and are more likely to continue drug abuse later in life. So what happens when we have something like this that can impact the community and say, well, you know what, we're not going to crunch you from being, allowing you to be you? How much of a difference do you think that that can make in regards to people not depending so much on drug abuse when there's more equal ground within the society? What are your thoughts on that? Let's ask you know our audience. You know,
yeah,
let's take some questions if somebody wants to interject and say something.
And also, I want to ask a regular question. If you know, again, you have total privacy. If you have ever been, this is a question I'm posing to the audience, our listenership. If you have ever had an addiction with any type of drug whatsoever, and you are able to win your addiction, please call in and share your story, because that can help someone else that's struggling with their addiction and they're too embarrassed to reach out to help. Or, again, I keep saying about people don't have the insurance to go seek help. So how were you able to beat your addiction, and what advice can you give to someone who is suffering in silence, or they don't feel like they're suffering, but they know they got an addiction? What can they do to get help, and what advice can you give them on how you won your victory, your battle, to beat your addiction? Again, I think this is a subject we really would like to get some input from our listener audience. It's funny, at the top of the hour right now, why don't you tell us how they can reach us, listen to us, and give us a little promo.
Absolutely. We're live on loudmouthradio.com, the new Loud Mouth Radio Network. And tonight our show, Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny, is live. We actually been about an hour in into the show, and our broadcast topic tonight is the impact of drugs in the LGBT community. And we actually are live to where you can call in at 347-826-7520. You can also Skype, as well as follow us on Facebook, or go directly to our page, loudmouthradio.com. We'll take you to our broadcast, and you actually can listen in live and see and hear what we're talking about tonight. Now, thus far, we've paneled and spoken regards to the impact and the demographic of how much the LGBT community is impacted by drugs. We're talking about the drugs in regards to the community that has become popular. So if you're on Facebook, you can actually listen directly on Facebook. You can also go to our page, which is facebook.com/loudmouthonline, and follow. I actually just posted an article that was just posted up recently that the police is talking about, you know, a huge warning in Greensboro, North Carolina, about Molly. So, you know, this is an epidemic that's spread it across the country. You know, we want to make sure that you're able to call in and speak to us live. So we're actually on chat, too. So if you want to talk to us online, you can also come into our chat room and speak to us freely. And JL and myself will address you.
You sure will. I remember, I remember the first time I smoked a joint. It was before blunts were, I'm old school, so we needed the white boys, and then the blunts came much later. But I remember I had a buddy I was in high school with who I had got his own, he was renting a house, he was in high school, and all of us would go to his house after school and at lunchtime and get high. And he would have the best weed. And back in the day, you could get a, we call them a lid, or you get like a dime bag with like three fingers, four fingers, big, fat, huge, good, high quality weed. And we would get so high, go back to school and just nod and laugh and giggle and eat and have the munchies. And those were good old days. I remember those days.
Damn.
Yeah, because
weed was the main thing that people would do. Now, man, these kids got guts beyond words. I couldn't even imagine.
Messing with some of this stuff. Yeah, we weren't shooting up, we weren't snorting up, but it was there, trust me. It was like, hair on and off forever. But we would just get high, the music, we would listen to Temptations and the Supremes, and just sit there in his living room and just get high. The room would be so full of smoke, and we would sit there and get high at lunchtime, and it'd just be buzzed up. And we'd be in our cars and turn the music up and go back to school, and we'd be smelling like weed, and it would be, those were good old days. I miss those days. And I used to sell a lot of weed, too, back in the day. But I was in the military. Hey, I'm putting it on out there.
I'll put it out there. Back in the day when I was in the military and married, you know, I would buy a pound. It would be nothing for me to buy 2 or 3 pounds.
And get it
2 or 3 pounds a week. A week of my ex-wife and I, we would put in the freezer. And we would get baggies. And we would sell 9 bags and 20 bags. And I remember when God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember one time when I was in college, my roommates and I was in the military and going to the University of Michigan, up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And one day, a weekend, my roommates and I, we crossed the Canadian border to go over to Canada to buy some weed, to buy like 4 pounds.
Wow.
We were 18, 19 years old. We crossed the international border to go into Canada to buy about 3 or 4 pounds of weed. Didn't you get a pound of weed back in the day for like $100. And I remember coming back across the border, how they would stop, randomly stop cars and, you know, check and make sure you weren't bringing any illegal stuff back to the United States. And I remember we got stopped. We had 4 pounds of weed. I would still be in the federal penitentiary today.
Wow.
That was 40 years ago if they had searched our car. So, again, I definitely have had my dealings with in marijuana. Again, like I said earlier, I am pro legalization of marijuana, and I'm sure a lot of people may agree with this.
Well, you know, this is it in Colorado, where they have allowed them to do it in Colorado.
Sure,
but
or California and Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
and other. But even the President Obama said, if it was up to him, he would even legalize marijuana. He said he would. He said he smoked a joint. So I think people got their panties in a bunch too much when it comes to marijuana. But then a lot of people say, well, if you legalize weed and they're all legalized, there'd be all the other drugs, people will find some type of justification to legalize those as well. So I think we got a long way to go to get to a place. But I think eventually I think marijuana will be legalized because once the United States see how much money they're losing by not legalizing it, I think that they will, just almost like prohibition and when they did alcohol. You know, and I really don't like being around people who get drunk. Because I don't drink. I'm not an alcoholic. If I do drink, I'm a teetotaler. I drink socially. I don't drink to get drunk, ever. So I'm not one of those individuals who goes to a bar. If I go to a bar with you, I may have one little light margarita, and that's it. One drink, and I am good to go.
Wow.
You know, I got my ex-lover, he was an alcoholic. And it was nothing for him to go to a whole bottle of Patron. When we went out, you know, and you go to any club or bar in Atlanta, anywhere, a shot of Patron, it costs you $12. And it was nothing for him to have a $200, $250 bar bill just from drinking Patron shots. I mean, one time we went out to Houston's in Buckhead, and
mm-hmm.
before we had dinner, Sonny, he was a I don't know what they call it, a working alcoholic. He was an alcoholic.
He was functional.
Functional, that's the one I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The bar bill, we got the check for our Houston's dinner. The bar bill and the key, I wasn't drinking nothing. The bar bill tab for our dinner was $350. That was just him drinking Patron shop.
Wow.
That was just him drinking double Patron Platinum shot. The bill for his, again, I wasn't drinking. That was no food. That was just making by himself. It was $350. The meal was $125. You see what I'm saying? So functional alcoholics, if they don't know they're alcoholic, and you can't even tell them that they're alcoholic because they will get crazy on you.
Yeah, most alcoholics don't want to be labeled, huh?
No.
But
they will get crazy on you.
So do you know of anybody that has that you know personally that has functioned or messed around with the Molly?
No, I have not. Again, that just new to me. I brought it up to you and to Roger, that it was at Roger's house. I mean, I had read up on somebody, and they had been talking about it, and what it was doing to kids, young people in high school, and I was like, wow, what is this? I've been around people who've been really high on ecstasy. I've been around people who've been messed up on cocaine. I've been around people who
we got a call that want to talk to us, too.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Call you live with Loud Mouth Radio Night Talk.
Hey, guys. It's Rod calling in.
Hey, Rod. He was just burning his ears up, weren't you, JL?
Yeah, I heard. I've been following you. You know, I was on my way home, so I had y'all on the phone or listened to y'all on the radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. So no, I just wanted to call in. I didn't really have any questions or anything like that, but definitely an interesting topic tonight. Looking forward to hearing more in regards to this. And, yeah, we were talking about I called when JL was saying we were talking about Molly and stuff. And I just find it so interesting that, you know, all these rappers, I mean, it's in every song on there. So it's like Molly has a pre-marketing campaign going out there. You know, who's ever marketing her is doing a good job because every rap song on the radio. And they don't bleep it because, you know, they just think you're saying some girl's name. So you have, all the kids know what it is, but the parents probably don't even have an idea of what the kids are listening to about this, you know, listening to in regards to telling these kids to go ahead and pop a Molly to have a good time. So it's
yeah, that's
really
dangerous. That's just severely dangerous and negligent.
So, Roger, let me ask you this, if I may ask you a question.
Oh, yes, sure, go ahead.
So how do you feel about Mariana?
Mariana. How you like about that Mariana? That's that new shit.
I can't even talk. Excuse me. I mean, you think you should legalize? Grass?
You know, I am for the legalization of marijuana. I think it's already probably. I don't have any statistics to back this up, but I'm sure it's used regularly by a large percentage of Americans, and most of the studies. You know, they come back, I mean, still have been inconclusive as far as the negative impact. Not saying that it doesn't have any. You know, I'm not. Alcohol definitely has a lot of has some negative side effects, and it's still legal. So I just think that any type of substance that you're going to use, use it responsibly.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm for the legalization of marijuana.
You say you're for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, my man. High five to you. High five.
Where the weed is.
You know, that's how I see it here in Georgia, though.
Oh, high five. Yeah, anybody got you? I think I agree with Roderick. I think that eventually it's going to be legalized. Roger, we appreciate you calling in and you have a safe drive home. And, again, congratulations on your show, which that I enjoyed so much, and I can't wait to hear you again. You want to give your show a plug real quick?
Oh, yeah. Please tune in to Universe of Mind by with Roderick Watkins on Monday at 8 p.m. Next week's topic will be meditation. And so I'm looking forward to that. Actually, it'll be about meditation and prayer and how are they helpful in your life? So look forward to that. We have some good guests on that evening, so it should be a real fun show.
Ooh, I bet I'm going to light one up and tune in.
Say again?
I bet I'm going to light one up and tune in and meditate with y'all.
Let's hope we do. I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay, Roddy, thank you so much, my man.
All right, you guys have a good night. I'll continue listening.
Okay, so yeah, you know, like I said, like Roddy said, that everybody, you know, the majority of the country is smoking, getting smoked every day. You know, back in the day, well, you probably don't remember, when they had Cheech and Chong had their smoking movies, and even back to the
hell
old days.
Yeah,
anything
in the 70s, they was just freely
smoking. Smoke, name of Woodstock. Woodstock was a big smoke out, you know, so for your mind and your ass will follow, that type of thing. So, for your mind, your ass will follow. That was one of the.
Oh my God!
No, Look it up. That was Woodstock. If you look at some, go back into your history in the 70s. I grew up in the 70s. That's when they had a psychedelic and the psychedelic drugs and the psychedelic posters and the black lights.
Oh yeah.
Club 57 or Club 54 in New York City where
Club 54
got high and smoking bongs. Remember bongs? Everybody had a water pipe and a bong.
Absolutely, sir.
You know,
literally, when I played basketball over in France and was living over there, and I remember You know, the bongs was like ridiculous over there, you know, and I wasn't but some hours away from Amsterdam where, you know, they basically have it over there where you can buy it like you in the grocery store. So, you know, I mean, weed is not going to make you want to eat nobody's face unless you just already just want to eat somebody's face. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you, you know, like I'm just not accustomed to thinking that, you know, you saliving at the mouth because you just want to taste my cheeks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Again, I think a lot of your HIV health education, that's why they had the needle exchange, you know? The needle exchange, the people doing, they were sharing needles when they were sitting up to get high. So, again, I think drugs play just a big impact on the spread of a sexual transmitted diseases. And if you don't have a expert calling in and talking about that, I would highly recommend to our listeners. I always tell people, do your own homework. Again, we live in an age where you can just Google any and everything, and a lot of us got smartphones and iPads where you don't have to Google. You just say to your iPad, look up this, and they will find it for you. I love that when I can just talk to my iPad and tell her to find something for me, and she finds it. So,
exactly.
Do your homework and get the facts for yourself and be educated and enlightened. Especially if you're a parent and you don't really know what's really going on with your children or their friends, I think it would be wise and smart for you at least to find out a little bit what's going on in the schools and what your kids are doing and what they could be doing and what they may even be offered. I'm not saying that your kids are getting high or doing mild age, but maybe some of their friends are. And sometimes, you know, you could look back when you were a teenager and you know how big peer pressure is, so you might definitely want to get your facts about Molly, marijuana, and everything else that's out there that could impact the livelihood of your kids.
Exactly. So as far as had you looked into any preventive programs that anybody really, you know, been pushing for towards, you know, just in our community, in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, I got a buddy who works for me part time, and he's a member, a really active member with AA and NA, and Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholic Anonymous. And he told me that he go to meetings. He said there's no way that you can get treated unless you are part of a support group. So he goes on Mondays and Wednesdays to AA, on Thursdays and Fridays, he goes to NA, because he said without that support group, he knows that he would fall back into his drug habit. He said, I have to go. So the most simple way to do this is to really be part of a support group and have those people to support you. And he goes literally, religiously, four nights a week. I call AA and NA. And he says to me, if it wasn't for that, therefore he can say to somebody, no, I don't want to hit that joint. No, I don't need to do no cocaine. No, I don't want to have none of that, because he knows in his head he got his support group that will tell him it's wrong. And he said for years, you know, his kidneys are messed up because of the drinking. He looks like an old man. He's only in his 30s, but he looks like he's in his late 70s because of the drugs. And he has said to me, when even when he's at a party or go out and somebody lights up a joint or alcohol, or he leaves, and that's what a support group does. It gives you the strength to be able to just walk away and call your sponsor, because when you're part of a group,
exactly.
You get a sponsor.
And let me share this little tidbit, JL. I actually just pulled something here that. Five signs your teen could be using the club drug Molly, because it appears that it has become a heavy resurgence even across, this is in like upper New York area, where there's been a huge spike. And they said that it's a synthetic psychoactive drug that increases feelings of energy, euphoria, emotional warmth, and empathy toward others, and has distortion in sensory and time perception. So they said these are five things that you can look for if your child, if your teen has been using it. But jaw clenching, a sudden loss of appetite, high and low temperatures, signs of depression such as sadness, and not being able to get out of bed for an extended period of time.
Wow, really?
Yes, and the short-term effects of the drug could include confusion, strange cravings, sleeping problems, memory loss, blurred vision, muscle tension, rapid eye movement, profuse sweating, and fever. So that's a good sign that they could be overdosing if there's, you know, a large amount, because it can cause seizures and cardiac arrest. So that's what I was telling you, that you know, like nurses were telling me that they're starting to see people in their teens, 20s, whose brains are getting affected and having strokes because they're messing around with these drugs. So I can remember when I was in Florida and I worked for this telemarketing company, I had a young lady that was in my I was a manager of one of the database rooms, and this young lady, when I tell you the chick, it always sounded like she was talking on pause. You know how you pause your DVD and you unpause it and then you move it up slowly, but you're not really fast forward or rewinding it? That's how she used to talk. it was like she was like, I want to go ahead and get. And this is somebody that I didn't hire, this chick. So can you imagine she working in a telemarketing room? So you call, and we were selling vacation packages. On top of that, so you call and she'd be like, yeah, so if you buy this package, we'll give you $100 in gas coupons. And then the gas coupons, they good forever. You can just, you can redeem whenever you want. But you got to take the trip within a year. Calendar 385 calendar days of the year. And I'm like, it's only 365 days of the year. What's wrong with you? And I'm sitting up here listening, like, we could listen in on a call. So, like, one day I started, because I was looking at her numbers, and, like, she would be on calls for, like, long periods of time, but then when we would listen back to the phone, the person had hung up a long time ago. So she was just talking to the damn dial tone again. She was trying to catch up to what her last statement was. And then sometimes, but she wasn't like that every day. So I was like, I said, this chick has got to be abusing something, or she going in the bathroom sniffing the plumbing. There's something wrong with her.
Right. Crack and
you
what?
Yeah, this, like, I think ecstasy was out, you know, the first parts of ecstasy was just starting to kind of hit the streets. This chick, man, when I tell you, it was like you could see her searching to try to get out her words to talk, and it was just crazy.
Crack is whack, crack is whack. That's all I can tell you. And look how his impact is on me. Because, I was going to share personal stories. I got buddies here and around the country that can't even function unless they smoke a joint. You know, I got a buddy who smokes a joint on the way there. He's a high-powered executive. He smokes a joint all the way to work. He smokes a joint before he goes into the church. He smokes a joint when he comes out of the church. He smokes a joint when he wakes up in the morning. He smokes a joint when he goes to bed.
I know people that do that.
Yeah, and then his car, he got some Febreze. He got, you know, every type of body spray you can think of. And I'll tell you, they're very smell like weed. I don't care what you spray on you, you still smell like weed. So,
oh, my God. Yeah, dude, like I knew a dude I went to school with, man. That dude was high all the time. It was like that was the only way he could function to do his schoolwork. And he's like, it's supposed to be coming to me so smooth and so swift and so, you know, and I'm like, dude, what are you going to do when you can't be on that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people smoke weed all day to go back and smell it when they spray some cologne. No. You smoke a joint. You go to
the church. Oh, no. Hold up, dude. One time, I used to work for Verizon, right? I remember one day I was in a phone center. You come in and pay your bill. So these two young dudes, they had to be about 18 to 21 years old. Two guys, they come in. It was in the summertime. And the guy come in, he's like, yeah, I want to set up phone service. When he got to my area, my little desk area, he was standing in front of me. I was like, I couldn't tell if it was him or his buddy. But I could smell the whiff of it a little bit, right? And I could smell like they had curve on top of it or sprayed some cologne. So it's smelling like curve instead of curve. You know what I'm saying? So he's standing there, and dude is like, I'm getting his name, his phone number, his social. So it took him about a few minutes to kind of get his social security to me. Then he was pulling out his ID and stuff. When I tell you, the guy was like about 6'1". He was standing at the desk. His hand was on the counter. Dude started rocking. So I saw him kind of like, you know how the guys had their pants kind of low. So he was kind of stepping. He was kind of standing spread with his legs spread a little bit. When I tell you that brother started rocking, JL, next thing I know, that dude eyes started rolling in his head. I was like, "Are you okay?" I'm on the phone with customer service calling in the phone order. And I'm like, well, just give me a few minutes. You're going to get your phone on. He's like, okay. So he's just standing there for a few minutes. Next thing I know, that brother started rocking. He was rocking. Next thing I know, that fool hit the floor. I caught him by his wrist.
Wow.
And he was hanging. I tell you, that dude blacked out on me. I said, oh, my God. So I told the customer service, I said, hold on. I came over the counter. And dude was out for like, I mean, I'm holding him by the wrist, right? And he ain't big, but he ain't light. You know what I'm saying? So I'm calling the security guard from the front of the store to come over. So dude got up. His friend kind of helped him up. And when he stood up, I was like, you okay? He was like, yeah, yeah, I'm all right. Before I even knew it, I said, dude, you got to stop smoking that shit. I was like, it was so obvious.
Oh,
he was so high. That dude passed out in front of me.
That
and I was like,
crazy.
It is not that serious.
Yeah, a lot of people, they look to them, it's just that serious. And I think that's why you have a lot of homelessness, and that's why you have a lot of people who are in mental institutions because of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, it's been in our country. It's been in our country for years and years and years, and, you know, the government has tried to get their hands wrapped around it, and they just can't. So, again, I think if you are participating in any type of recreational drugs, including alcohol, and you know that you have an addiction or you don't think you have an addiction, or you know you got an addiction, then Sonny and I would definitely suggest that you seek some type of support system and talk to somebody or do some homework and find out what's available out there for you. And there may be some legal, there may be some free services out there. I know the AANACA are all free
do a,
for
drug
you.
Drug A, Help A. Sound like you're talking to me,
<A, laughs> you know, I'll say that you can find some organization that can help you fight your addiction. And so you can stay healthier and longer. And just nothing, again, a lot of it, I think, has to do with just the state of the mind or your life or you lost some love or you're depressed or you can't get a job or, you know, your finances are messing with you or, you know, you're just in a bad place. And the first thing you do to escape, like I mentioned earlier, that you just turn to some type of substance to help you just be able to just sleep sometimes. Sometimes not always those type of drugs we've been talking about. Sometimes it's a sleeping pill. You know, sometimes it's, you know, it's something that you need to take a sleeping pill because you can't sleep at night, and that's a drug. You know, if you need a sleeping pill every night to go to sleep, and you need another pill to wake up, you need another pill to keep you going because you got no energy.
I struggle coming down from damn, you know how you used to have Vivarin, and I remember when I was in college, we had a soda called Jolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back in the day when I used to try to drive from Florida to Illinois, and I would drink a Jolt and take a Vivarin and be coming down and crashing. You know what I'm saying?
You know, drug head. Admit it. The first thing, Sonny, the first thing to get help is admit it. So admit it on the air right now that you got a problem. You had a problem.
I was drinking Joe and taking Vibrant to drive home. Yes, I did.
And you were sitting with some Vicks and Hell on top of that, right?
I hope not.
You know,
well, at least I won't like the dude tearing my air conditioner out the wall, sniffing all the Freon out.
At least you wasn't doing that. Because I have an addiction, and I'm really hooked. I mean, I really, really have a serious addiction, and that is the caffeine. I got to have a cup of coffee every morning, or I lose it. So, you know, I know we talked about hardcore drugs on our show tonight, Night Talk Live with JR Sutton, but I also have an addiction to caffeine. If I don't get a cup of Starbucks, I can't drink Dunkin' Donuts. I can't drink McDonald's. It has to be Starbucks. if I don't give me a cup of Starbucks, a tall or a grande every day, and I even brew it, I even do my own drugs at home. I even brew my own coffee at the house, Starbucks. If I don't get a cup of Starbucks in my system by 8 o'clock a.m., I'm a hot mess. I get headaches. I get irritated. And I think I will have a cup of coffee sometimes before I brush my teeth. So I know I'm addicted to caffeine, and caffeine is a drug. So all of us are addicted to something if you really look at it.
Word. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's a heavy addiction, man, when you're talking about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. So we want you to, our listeners, to really take this conversation. I know Sonny and I are laughing. So we try to laugh about a flash of humor and everything. So life is too serious. But we really want you to know that we take this issue very serious and
at face value.
At face value, and because we know so many of you are going to tune back in and listen to this show. If you're not listening tonight, your numbers have showed us that we want you to know that, you know, drug addiction is a serious problem in our country, in our community, and in our, especially the LGBTQ community as well. And we really want you to be healthy, and we want you to seek out help. So if you're listening, if you're not listening to us right now, and you're listening to us in the future, you know, again, do your homework. Sonny and I both learned about Molly just over the past couple of weeks, and it was, we were just clueless about it. But the information is out there. It's easy, accessible, and it's good to know. And again, it's definitely good to know. And it will, and it could impact your relationship. You know, your partner may be having a drug problem where you're finding where all the money's going, and maybe their sex drive is not there, or they're not taking care of themselves anymore, and you see some major changes in their behavior. And it could be because they are addicted to some type of substance. And somebody who is a substance abuser, they know how to hide it. Ooh, they know how to hide it. You know, so
most times, and then when it gets to a point of out of control, you know, it could spiral. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, that people understand that there's always somewhere where someone can get some help or some support. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you do know somebody that's abusing, if it's yourself or someone you know, whether it's a family member or a friend, try to steer them the best you can. You can't control people, but try to steer them the best you can to knowing that there's some outreach or some type of programs out there that can help for them to overcome these types of situations. So, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that, you know, you have to get educated about things a lot of times to overcome circumstances, you know. You know, one of the things that is important here is that, you know, if you have children, you know, teen children, you know, unfortunately it's really, 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 really high amongst teens. You know, I've noticed that it's slowed down some here, but I know at one point I saw a lot of teen clubs popping up. And there was a big craze with that, you know. I mean, that's I thought about that for a hot second, and I was like, you know what, I wouldn't even want to take that responsibility, because, you know, young people have a tendency to be a little quicker in regards to doing things, and, you know, violence and all those other things can steer out of control very easily. But most importantly, when you have, you know, a volume of children like that, you don't want to have, you know, drugs and alcohol are very susceptible to large crowds. So I think what's happening that you have, you know, back in the, when I was, you know, we were younger, we didn't have teen clubs, you know, where they would go into full-fledged clubs that you would see adults in. But when you have areas that have these types of atmospheres and environments, it's easy for those types of things to seep in. So just be cognizant of what your children are doing too, you know, because if you can kind of, you know, do your best with them as you can coming up, and, you know, and open dialogue with people, it helps, you know, sometimes. That's the best I can put it.
It's funny, I'm on Facebook right now, and I'm talking to my one guest who said that he's sorry that he cannot call in. He had a crisis at his clinic. However, he would like to send us some information to put on our like page for anybody who may have some questions or need to find a local nonprofit facility that deals with drug addiction. I'm reading his message to me right now.
Well, okay. I think that You know, this, you know, these after effects, I kind of found something, too, about after effects. So even if, you know, people are considering this, you know, and then, too, you might want to be careful when you're in atmospheres where people can, you know, my whole thing is I've always learned when you're out in the club with friends and stuff like that, don't walk away from your drink. You know, don't leave it unguarded or leave it open and then come back and drink it because you never know somebody done dropped something in there. But the after effects of using this, psychologically, anxiety, paranoia, depression, irritability, fatigue, you know, you can actually have sensitivity of emotions, residual feelings of empathy, impaired attention, concentration, and psychologically, physiological effects, dizziness, lightheadedness, vertigo. I've had a vertical circumstances before, so that's not fun. Loss of appetite, gastrointestinal disturbances like diarrhea or constipation, insomnia, aches and pains, exhaustion, jaw soreness. Because you know they were talking about the jaw jaking and stuff like that could, you know, be something you see that could happen. And then overdose, and of course, you know, that could lead to death or renal failure, comas, hemorrhaging, strokes, you name it. It just the whole demographic of issues just continue to climb. So I would suggest, you know, people look into understanding a little bit more. One of our listeners just posted something to me about Steven Tyler, who was he's an American Idol judge, but he actually came forward saying over 30 years ago he spent more than $20 million on cocaine and heroin over the years, and he rehabbed in 1986 and again in 2009 for an addiction to painkillers.
Wow.
And he's been clean ever since. So, you know that reality show, that celebrity rehab,
right,
there's been about five or six people that have died, have committed suicide, and, you know, a lot of it has been drug abuse, pill, pain addiction. You know, all of this resorts back to pain, you know. So therapy is very important, I think, and I think I said that early in the beginning of the broadcast about how people are not coping well. And for whatever the reason, the gay community is affected higher. And I really honestly and truly feel that a lot of it has to do with the fact that about society and family and pressure issues. You know, I think more now than ever, people are becoming more empowered to speak on their, you know, on their truth.
Right.
You know, I posted something online and we had a response to it as somebody made a statement talking about, I posted about the demographics about the percentage of gay people, gay men and substance abuse and all of that, and somebody had made a posting about the truth because they have to deal with the truth as you're doing something that's not acceptable. So, see, comments like that, society pressures, you know.
Exactly.
So that's why you find that there's more communities of same-sex, gender-loving people starting to come together because you got so much hate. You know, you have a lot of people who are you know, saying things or being disgruntled to people because of who they are. So, unfortunately, that's affecting the, you know, the community as a whole.
I just got a text message from a buddy of mine that he's listening to us out of Baltimore. He said that make sure that we let our listeners, I'm reading the text, make sure we let our listeners know that crack cocaine is still a major problem in our community. He said, you guys have not said anything about crack. Crack cocaine is still a major destroyer in our community. So that's right. We didn't say anything about crack, but he's right about that. Crack cocaine is still, you think about New Jack City and a lot of the other shows back in the day, how crack just swept through our community, with gay and straight, you know, rich and poor. So I want to thank Dwayne for sending me that text. I mean, he's right, Dwayne, that green crack cocaine, we talk, you know, we may not have mentioned crack, but, you know, we're including all those hardcore substance, drugs. So, thank you, crack. Crack is whack. Crack is definitely still very
now you sound
active.
Like a Whitney Houston plug on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 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 that's true. But he's right. You know, we didn't mention crack. We talked about Molly and T and meth and coke. But we didn't talk
and you know
what?
She was one that, too, that had a lot of drugs still in her system.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. People, you know, they mix and have all this stuff that they're doing and next thing you know, you're finding that people are being affected by other things, and then it carries over because you've messed around with something for so long that your body's shutting down. You know what I'm saying?
Shut you down.
I think, Jeb, look, we're about 20 minutes out. I want to, you know, kind of touch on next week. We are looking to broadcast. We have our three shows that are actually running on Loud Mouth Radio Network. Monday nights, we have The Universal Mind with Roderick Watkins. Tuesday nights, The Bare Truth with Jazzy Jones. And we come on again live at Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Night Talk Live with JL and Sonny. And, you know, next week, Roderick spoke on his episode, which would be Benefits of Meditation. I believe Ms. Jazzy Jones is going to be talking about something that's going to be a very interesting topic about adult breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, Mr. J.L. King, we have a special feature on LGBT authors. And so it looks like sooner than later we'll be talking to some authors, which I've already started reaching out to a few that I already knew, in regards to their quests and publishing and the things that they're doing in regards to their stories and their messages. So we want to make sure that you're tuning in and keying in on these great topics that we'll have coming up next week, and know that we all broadcast at 8 p.m. each week, and give our listeners an opportunity to connect with us on Facebook. You can connect with us on Twitter at Loudmouth. And Loudmouth is with two D's. So if you want to look or pull up information, make sure that you put those two D's in. And we are broadcasting live as well as you can hear us on demand.
That's good. I'm glad, because I'm going to really, really thank you, Miss Producer, for telling me next week about authors. I'm going to really, we're going to have so many guests next week. We're going to have to do two shows about books, because I know at least 10 authors that I'm going to personally invite to call in and give them each, maybe we'll give everybody 3 to 5 minutes to talk about their book.
No, oh, you better believe we'll be formatted. So we'll get it in.
Yeah,
we got 120 minutes, so we'll make it work.
Yeah. I've
but
got so many author friends.
Yeah, we want to make sure that our listeners are keying in. And I guess as far as I guess our segment that we should also be keeping an eye on is that the Oprah Winfrey Show, that should be broadcasting sometime in April, right?
Yes, I should know the exact date. Next Thursday, I'll be able to tell everybody the exact date. I did talk to the Harpo producer today. She did give me a tentative date, but she asked me not to say it yet because she wants to wait.
Yeah, we'll hold that close, but just make sure people
meeting.
Know.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. It's coming up real soon. And God, fingers crossed that Sonny and I will be featuring on that show. Maybe give us a couple of seconds. But yeah, it's definitely coming up. But yeah, we are going to, and also, I want to propose, I'm always thinking out the box, that we may even start adding a Night Talk featured listener and give you some love and spotlight some great things that you're doing. If you're doing some, maybe something you'd like to talk about, maybe you can start accepting nominations of people who are doing some big things in our community, and we could do a spotlight on that listener. I think that'd be kind of hot. But we just kind of talk about them and what some of the great things they're doing in our community. And
I think the best thing too is start encouraging our listeners to submit to us. You know, some things that are going on, and then we kind of selectively pull some things and announce them on air, and get more community involvement. I think that'd be excellent.
That would be so excellent. That would be so excellent. Just bring the community. We want to bring the community inside our station and inside our homes when we're on the air.
And the great thing about it, with you follow, if you guys follow us right on our Blog Talk channel, you actually can send messages directly to us. We had someone that sent a topic up to us the other day in regards to some interest in regards to fashion. So, you know, things like that. We see the information, we review it, we make sure that we respond to what you're talking about and the things that are important to you. And as things are progressing and growing, we want to make sure that the community is aware of it. So, you know, stay tuned to the things that we're doing as a network. And we'll be coming in with a new website soon, so people will be able to have even more interaction. But we want to make sure you're following us on Facebook, facebook.com/loudmouthonline with two D's. And just continue to go to allowmyradio.com, take you straight to our channel. You can actually listen to on-demand shows and also post messages, comments, follow us from there. And as we're progressing, we're growing. So I know we got about 15 minutes of airtime left. But, JL, basically, I think that we've done a good wrap, considering we didn't have our people in to panel. We can probably go ahead and just kind of wrap it up. What you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to wrap it up. I've said all I can say. And it's been a good conversation, even though we didn't have our guests. I still want to thank my two special guests that at least considered coming on tonight. And I was going to get my buddy said he will send me posting and put on our like page so people can get more information about drug addiction. And I want to thank my friend in Baltimore who reminded us about crack. And also to all the people who will listen to our show, you know, will tune in and go back and listen to our show and build our numbers up. Thank you so much. I also want to give a special shout out again to my fellow media personalities, Jazzy Jones and Roger Watkins, who I have mad love for. We have built a great relationship. The company support each other. That's what Loudmouth is all about. I want to ask everybody to keep me in their prayers, because as I continue to search for my true self, and I always ask, if you truly know how to pray and you truly know God, pray for me. If you don't pray for me.
Okay.
I don't want you to pray for me. Right. If you know him, you can ask anybody to pray for me. I want to thank my for a vision to allow us to really stretch our wings and
get to the beginning.
JL, listen, I hear some interference here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I was hearing some interference, I sound like, on the line.
No, Chris, I didn't want to say this. I'm going to say my last thing is that continue to let's uplift each other, uplift our community, let's uplift everything that we're doing, and always remember to live your life with faith over fear, and always give back a smile, a helping hand, or even an extra dollar bill.
Wonderful. And my closing statement, I just want to tell everyone, God bless. Tune in with us next week. Stay lifted. And we're signing off on Night Talk Live with JL and Sunny. Love and light.
Love and light.
Sunny.